John Paul Young with Love is in the Air. Good morning. It is Sunday breakfast with me, Donna Birrell. It's 24 minutes past eight. And members of Camborne Youth Band have travelled to France and Belgium this weekend to remember the Cornishmen who died on the Western Front. Yesterday, a wreath was laid on the grave of Thomas Penn Horwood from Newquay. Now, Thomas was a policeman who served in the Royal Army Medical Corps alongside the Cornish miners from Dalcoth, who were based nearby. Penn Horwood was a very good rugby player who played in two of three games organised by Cornishmen after Camborne Rugby Club sent out a ball. Well, sadly, he was killed between the second and third matches. And yesterday, PC David Wilton laid a wreath and paid tribute at his graveside. And we can hear that moment yesterday.
Thomas Penn Horwood, we are honoured to pay tribute to you and salute you for the sacrifice you made. You, like many others, acted in the best tradition of Devon and Cornwall Police, and we will always honour and respect your memory. We are proud to have called you one of our own. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
That was 12-year-old Corey Williams and Camborne Youth Band there at the graveside of PC Thomas Penn Horwood from Newquay, who died during the First World War. Well, I'm pleased to say that joining us live now from Belgium, about half an hour away from the Menin Gate, is the musical director of Camborne Youth Band, Alan Pope. Morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. My goodness, that must have been some moment yesterday.
Yes, it was. It was a very moving experience, and we did that ceremony at the Auber Ridge, where Thomas Penn Horwood obviously sadly lost his life along with so many others. And then later on that day, we also moved on into Etair, and we did that little ceremony again at the memorial there, and then we also went on to do a concert in the park.
And so I should imagine it was very well received.
It was. It really was. And also we presented a rugby ball that was signed by the current Cornwall and Devon players to the mayor of Etair at that memorial as well. And then, like I said, we went on we marched then through the town into the park, and we gave a concert there. And we had a large audience they gave us a standing ovation at the end. They really loved what we'd done. So all in all, it was a very special day.
I'm sure it was. And, of course, to hear that bugle played as well, that bugle was actually brought back from the Western Front by the miners, wasn't it? By the Cornishmen.
That's right. Yes, it was. It was actually played, 100 years ago by Fred Negus, who was the great-great-grandfather of Corey Williams. And he was one of a team of four that played that last post that you've just heard on that clip that you've just played.
And this is some experience for the young members of the band as well, isn't it? Certainly something that they'll never forget.
Well, that's right, yes. Like I said, you know, we did a 2 ceremonies yesterday and also the concert, and to so we had a tour around the battlefields. And then, of course, today we've got this evening at 8 o'clock we're playing at the Menin Gate to be part of the Last Post ceremony there, which has gone on every single day since 1929. They do it every evening at 8 o'clock, even on Christmas Day, New Year's Day. It never stops. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be part of that ceremony tonight, which will be a very moving experience for all of them, without a doubt.
Yes, and a great honour, because you've been invited to play, haven't you?
That's right, yes, we was invited. We was very fortunate to come across in 2014, obviously, the start of the first year of the 100th anniversary of the First World War, and we got invited back because they were so impressed with what we did on that occasion. So that's why we're here, and we should be doing it this evening.
Absolutely brilliant. It really is, Alan. And, you know, not only musically, which, you know, your band is spectacular, it really is, but not just musically, but also, you know, flying the flag for Cornwall, remembering Cornwall's proud heritage, the sacrifice of so many people who left Cornwall to go out to give their lives on the Western Front and for so many of us. But also, you know, taking back that, taking a rugby ball as well, that shows something again about Cornwall's pride in what it does.
That's right, and you know, if people from Cornwall was here yesterday to see how the band conducted themselves and how they performed, and at the ceremonies that we did, they would have been very proud of us. Because I can not know why I'm very proud of the band, and I can say we certainly did Cornwall proud yesterday.
Brilliant. Alan, thank you so much. Now, I know that you are also going to play a special piece of music, aren't you, which I happen to have lined up. Can you tell us what it is?
Yes, that's right. And we thought it's very appropriate as well. It's Gough Richard's A Special Place, and the Menin Gate is a very special place.
Alan, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Please pass on all our good wishes to every member of Campbell Youth Band. Thank you.
Yes, I will, Don, and thank you for allowing us to be part of your programme.
Thank you.